Today is Thanksgiving Sunday. It's the first Sunday in the month of August. It's the first day in the month of August. And it's an awesome time to be in God's presence. Praise the Lord. We're going to do church slightly different. We're going to share a few words, and then we're going to really go into our praise Thanksgiving session. And, you know, like we said in the Sunday school, it says, be determined. It is a choice. Be determined. Psalm 16, verse 11. It says, you will make known to me the way of life, because in your presence is the fullness of joy, and in your right hand there are pleasures forever. In your presence is a fullness of joy, and in your right hand there are pleasures forever. You know, some versions say that you will fill me with joy. And we're talking about being filled with joy. As we go into this new month, are you going to be filled with joy? Do you want to be filled with joy? It says, in your presence is the fullness of joy. As in the fullness, the totality, everything. And at your right hand are pleasures evermore. And even as we go into today's Thanksgiving session, let that be, you know, your prayer. Let that be your prayer. Lord, fill me with joy. Fill me with joy, Lord. Fill me with joy, overflowing joy. As we go into this month, as we go into this session, into this worship session, fill me with joy, irrespective of the times we're in. We just learned that, you know, we're in the perilous times. We're in the perilous times. But irrespective of these times, fill me with joy. Let my joy overflow. I don't know what situation you're in. I don't know what you're going through. I don't know what you've been going through. But the Bible says, in the presence of the Lord, there is fullness of joy. And at his right hand. So when God is with you, it says there are pleasures forever, evermore. Not sometimes. Not when it pleases him. He says, forevermore, at his right hand, there are pleasures forevermore. So when we're in the presence of God, we should experience the fullness of joy. When we're in the presence of God, he fills us with joy. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You know, there's a story I love so much, and it's, you know, the story of Mary. Mary, the mother of Jesus. You know, when the angel Gabriel came to her, We know it. We all talk about it during the Christmas period. You know, behold, a virgin shall conceive. It is nowadays that, you know, and it's just a sign of the perilous times. Honestly, the times we're in, how things have turned around. Now, nobody frowns on a young lady getting pregnant. But honestly, even growing up, it wasn't like that for me. A young lady gets pregnant outside wedlock, my goodness. So you can imagine what it would have been like a couple of thousand years ago. Something totally unheard of. And yet, an angel comes and says to this young lady, this young girl, you know what? You're going to conceive. You're going to have a child. No man is going to be with you. For me, that is like a beacon, warning sign, perilous time, even for her. It was an awkward time. And you know what this lady said in Luke chapter 1? You know, the angel came. He greeted her. You know, it said in verse 28 of Luke 1, highly favored and blessed. And you're thinking, teenage pregnancy, outside wedlock, punishable by death, highly favored and blessed. In verse 38, the word she said, Let it be to me according to your word. Let it be to me according to your word. How many of us can say that? Even when things seem to be going wrong, how many of us can say, let it be to me according to your word? Even when that word seems to go contrary to societal beliefs, to societal norms, so even when the word seems to contradict or, you know, counter culture. So culturally, what is acceptable? But what is God saying to you? This lady was able to say, you know, let it be to me according to your word. Not what society expects. Not what society dictates. Are you able to say such? Not what your employers expect. Not what, you know, the government dictates. Not what your teachers expect, but according to the word of the Lord. I remember a gentleman sharing about his child. She must have been maybe 5, 6. She was in primary school. And he said that the primary school, they called him to school and said that he needs to speak to his daughter. What was the daughter doing? The daughter was preaching to a classmate. So, you know, in the playground, said the daughter was going around and, you know, telling people about Jesus. And, you know, they called the dad pretty much to literally reprimand the daughter. But, you know, the father himself, the guy was an evangelist. So, you know, he was so happy that, yeah, that, no, that's what she needs to be doing. Praise the Lord. Are we living in fear of what society will say? Or are we walking? Are we like Mary? Are we able to say, let it be to me according to your word? You know, another person that pretty much in the face of perilous times, in the face of challenges, that was able to make similar confession was Habakkuk. People know that I love Habakkuk chapter 3, verse 17. I'm going to read it from the Amplified Version. You know, in the face of the odds, the prophet said, though the fig tree does not blossom and there is no fruit on the vines, though the yield of the olive fails and the fields produce no food, though the flock is cut off from the fold, and there is no cattle in the stalls. So, you know, think about it. Everything that can go wrong, even though it goes wrong, there's no food in the cupboard, there's no job, and there's not been job for months or even years. The income is no longer regular. It's difficult to buy those toys for the kids. The business is not running as it should. And I dare say that the past 18, 19 months have been like that for so many people. The pandemic has made it so challenging. For some, businesses have closed. For some, the source of livelihood has dried up. The cattle is no longer there. The things that were taken for granted are no longer there, are no longer available. The little pleasures that I was enjoying so much is no longer the case. And so even in spite of all this, it says, yet, and this is why, it says, yet, I will choose to rejoice in the Lord. Praise the Lord. Yet I will choose to rejoice in the Lord. I will choose to shout in exultation in the victorious God of my salvation. I will choose to rejoice in the Lord. I will choose to shout in exaltation. What are you going to do? What are you choosing to do? What choice are you going to make? Even though things don't seem to be happening as you want. Even though they're not happening as you need them to be. Are you going to make that choice? Are you going to choose to rejoice? Are you going to choose to exalt the Lord? Praise the Lord. The message says, I'm singing joyful praise to God. I'm turning cartwheels. When things are not going right, are you going to be turning cartwheels? Cartwheels of joy to my Savior. God, counting on God's rule to prevail. In the presence of the Lord, there is fullness of joy. And at his right hand, pleasures forevermore. Are you going to choose to do cartwheels of joy? Praise the Lord. It's Thanksgiving Sunday. Let's rise to our feet. Are you going to choose to do cartwheels? Are you going to choose to rejoice in the Lord? The Lord has filled us with joy. Are you walking in that fullness of joy? As we've come into his presence this morning, even as I invite the choir to come forward, it's a time of praise, a time of thanksgiving, a time of worship, a time of celebration to our God. Are you choosing to worship God in the beauty of his holiness? Are you choosing to be thankful? Are you choosing, to let loose and let God have his way? And even as you praise God this morning, as you worship him, as you give your thanks to him, everything in the mighty name of Jesus, everything that seems to be holding down, everything that seems not to be right, we pray, oh God, that as we worship you, as we give you our thanks, as we lift up our voices in praise, as our praises rise to you, oh God, as our hearts turn to you, we say, oh Lord, that every yoke, every burden, that they will be broken in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray for release, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We ask, oh God, that your anointing, your power, oh Lord, will fill this house, will fill every single heart in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, have your way, oh God. We bless your holy name, Heavenly Father. We give you all the praise. For in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.